Welcome to a Tribe Called Half podcast. It's been a hot minute and it's been a while since I said those words. It just made me realize how much I miss sharing my thoughts, and feelings on the podcast. But how are you doing? I know I have been missing in action and I did not want to start today's episode with an apology, but I feel like I do owe that to my subscribers. So I've been missing in action. If you have been following, this podcast, you would have heard previous episode where I shared my journey. I started studying, I did an MBA, but I have got good news. I am finally done with my MBA degree. Yes, we did it, Joe. I'm going to do a separate episode on how this took a toll on me, but I don't think I want to talk about that today. And the reason why I decided to do this episode is because something happened and it just inspired me, and I thought to quickly share my thought here, before I get busy again or start feeling guilty that I've been away. So this episode is inspired by an encounter I had while I was creating a document on the Canva app. So if you are familiar with the Canva app, it's an app that a lot of creatives use to, edit document, make graphics and all of that. So I had this deadline and I was creating a document that I was going to submit to a company, and I had submitted the document, but I needed to make an edit, and I realized that I could not edit, one of the pages of the document I created. And I fiddled this with this, I had tried to unlock it, I did everything, but it wasn't opening. So I struggled with this for a couple of days, and one day I just decided, I'm going to make a new document and just delete this, and I decided to work on my laptop that day. I don't know what I clicked. And I was shocked that this document that I've been trying to open for a while, so maybe I wasn't doing the right thing, just sprung open. And right there and there, I could edit the document. And it's there in those moments that I began to understand the beauty of having an open mind, because I realized that now I could edit my document. Obviously, I could make it more beautiful, I could make it more interesting, and all of that. But right there, when it was locked up, I couldn't do anything. And it brought me to the beauty of having an open mind. That's what my mind started saying right there and there. I started thinking about it and pondering on the lessons. Because me, I'm a very deep person. People will be like, yeah, what's up? It's just a document, but I'm very deep and I see lessons in the things that happened to me. And I realized right there that, a lot of us, including me, that we have a closed mindset. It's that kind of mindset that would not allow anything to enter into it, like it happened with this document on Canva. It's so, we have that mindset that is so set in our ways that it wouldn't allow anything innovative. Even if we want to do anything creative, we want to add something new, it just would not allow it. And a closed mind is the difficulty to consider different ideas or opinions. And it's so easy to spot it in others, but the truth is that we are all guilty of being closed-minded, depending on circumstances, or situations or the things that we are dealing in. And I found that, based on my personal experience, that at the core of this, being closed-minded is actually rooted in fear. So it's the fear of different things. For some people, it's the fear of being wrong. For some of us, it's the fear of, the unknown. It's the fear of change. Because if you are open-minded, it obviously opens door to so many things. So it opens door to creativity, innovative ideas, but it might also open doors to potential embarrassment. And it also requires a lot of effort to consistently adjust your perspective, instead of just sticking with that set notion that you have in your head. So it's to be honest, a challenge. I was looking at the challenges, being closed-minded, being open-minded. Now, open-minded means to pretty much embrace complexity, to be able to accept things and idea, and that itself alone is scary. Yes, it's enough to push a lot of us to stay in our comfortable zone. You know, it's simple, it's nice, you know, it's just very cozy there. And I was thinking again that, you know, having an open mind requires a continuous effort, which a lot of us do not want to. So it's like when I was trying to edit that document, I consistently had to keep doing it, you know, doing it. And then eventually when it opened, you know, I had to make that document nice enough and creative enough. And it's a lot of effort that a lot of us do not want to make. You know, I've been there before. I know how it is. So, which is why sometimes it's likely that you catch yourself being closed-minded. And that's fine. Like, it's not a bad thing. I think the first step is pretty much that recognizing that tendency, that, you know, feeling of fear, and then trying to adjust our behavior so that when it's happening, we can correct it. And one of the ways that I have been able to do that, you know, try as much as possible to move from being closed-minded to being open-minded, is try to manage my emotions. You know, sometimes, for instance, when someone is sharing a new idea, you know, there's that tendency to jump at it like, what are you talking about? You know, this is rubbish or whatever it is. But I'm learning that everyone has different perspectives. So learning to manage my emotions, understanding that possibility that, you know what, I might have been wrong, you know, and this person might be right, you know, or sometimes it's worth to just consider that person's, you know, perspective to see if, you know, I'm missing out something, you know, if there's anything that I should know. And another way that I'm, you know, I've been able to transition, well, it's a continuous journey and I'm still doing it, is that I tend to ask a lot of questions. It's a good way to learn. So I'm asking questions. I'm trying to keep my questions open as possible so that I'm giving other people, you know, or other things, you know, enough flexibility to be able to review the answers that I want. And yeah, so like I said, this episode is inspired by that encounter that I had. And it just got me thinking that the only way, you know, majority of us can make headway is if we recognize that need to be open-minded. And even if it's still at odds that, you know, us being close-minded, you know, for us to thoughtfully and respectively just consider this perspective and try to see things in a different way. And I also think that one reason why we are closed-minded is because we don't want our ideas challenged. And I'm learning that there's nothing wrong with, you know, people challenging your ideas or asking questions about that. It's part of, you know, being open-minded and understanding that closed-mindedness is not going to help anyone. So that is the end of today's podcast. I'm so happy and grateful that I got the chance to share my thoughts here, and I will try as much as possible to make this consistent. Let's get this podcast back to the way it was before. And I'm grateful and thankful for all of my subscribers. Thank you so much for consistently following me. Thank you for listening. I am thankful for each and every one of you. So until next time, I'm leaving you with these words. And please listen to all my previous episodes too. Take care. Cheers.